In the gospel reading today, we hear the disciples of our Lord asking the question about this blind man: whose fault is it? Who sinned that this man was born blind? Jesus answered and said, "It's neither his parents nor him that did anything wrong, but this is for the glory of God." And that's the point we all have to understand. It is so easy for us to always be assuming that God is punishing us when there is something that isn't going the way that we seem to think it ought to go. And that's not necessarily the case. In fact, most of the time it's not. Obviously, there are natural consequences to our sins. It's not God punishing us, it's just him allowing the natural things. If somebody, for instance, you know, has an alcohol problem and then they develop cirrhosis of the liver, it's like that's not a punishment from God. It's just a natural consequence of what they've been doing. Well, at the same time, we can look at ourselves and say, yeah, there are some things that I've done. If I go out and decide to start gambling and spend everything that I've got, well, by golly, it's my bank account's going to be empty. And then I'm going to blame God because he's punishing me? Like, no, I did that to myself, if that's the case. But what is important for all of us to recognize, again, is our Lord's words to his disciples. This is for the glory of God. So when difficult things happen in our lives, we have to recognize what God is doing. He's purifying us. He is helping us so that we can glorify him more. In this case, obviously, it was this man was born blind. He had lived his life that way, and the Lord was going to heal him so that he would glorify God in that healing. But that's what God is doing with us. Maybe it's not quite as extraordinary as being suddenly able to see if we were born blind, but we all have our weaknesses, we all have our problems, we all have our difficulties, and God is working with us to try to overcome these things so that we can glorify him more and more perfectly. So as we deal with all the different problems that come up in our lives, that's the point we have to try to always remember. It's not about being punished, but rather it's about being purified. And that purification isn't a punishment. The purification is for our good, because that allows us to love God more perfectly. It allows us to glorify him more perfectly. And ultimately, it will allow us to have a higher place in heaven where we will love and glorify God more perfectly for eternity. So everything is directed for our good, not to punish us, but to help us so that we can actually become the persons we were created to be, and in so doing, to love and to glorify God more.